So much of travel is about choosing between really bad options. I mean, you can take a flight from a hard-to-get-to airport, you can change planes, you can risk all those delays, or if you don't want to do that, you can drive bleary-eyed through the night. Might be pretty hard to believe that a bus would be all that much better, but what if it is a bus with hermetically sealed sleeping pods? We should get on board with NPR's Aarti Shahani.
In Southern California, I have a bike ride with a buddy, Persian dinner, catch that new movie, Dunkirk. It's now 11 p.m. Sunday night. I need to be at work in San Francisco by 8 a.m. This double-decker bus called Cabin is my ride. It's an overnight service, like a red-eye, and the promise is you'll be well-rested when you arrive.
It's a carpeted floor. Looks very clean. The lights are off, but from what I can tell, they're white sheets.
Crisp white sheets. I'm on the upper level, and it's like nothing I've ever seen before. On each side of the walkway, there are beds, several across and stacked in two, kind of like bunk beds, only built into the bus. They're called pods. Though it is jarring, the pod is not high enough to sit up in. It feels like being in a cabinet or a coffin. You pick. I crawl into a top pod.
I gotta make less noise, because right below me is a mother and daughter, and they're sharing their pod. Really cute.
This isn't the first bus in the world to offer sleeping quarters, but Cabin is hipster, not hippie. Instead of a dirty mattress tossed on the floor with beer stains and God knows what else, you get a firm solo mattress, a hypoallergenic comforter, and a thick gray curtain you can draw for privacy. I toss my bag and crawl back out.
Let's see, people's curtains are drawn. This is the first time in reporting I'm going to go to people who are in bed and ask if I can talk to them.
I go pod to pod looking for fellow cabineers.
Hi. I'm a reporter with National Public Radio.
Jeff Kateman is tucked under his blanket, snug as a bug, as he explains why he paid $115 to travel this way.
I never like flying into San Francisco, and if I can avoid flying, I avoid flying, and this just seemed better than driving. Someone else is driving for you.
Silicon Valley wants to disrupt transportation. Autonomous cars and the much-hyped but non-existent Hyperloop are on the sexier end of that. The startup Cabin is on the practical end, aspiring to be the Uber or Lyft of long trips. So far, they're just serving Los Angeles, San Francisco. Kateman could get used to traveling this way.
Yeah, I'm about 6 feet, but there's more than enough room. It's actually very comfortable.
Back in my pod, I draw the curtain and listen to the announcement, which sounds more like what you'd hear at a spa, not on a bus.
There's life water to keep you hydrated, and there are earplugs to keep it quiet. Additionally, there is a shoe bag so your shoes can sleep as well.
Well, my shoes and I both sleep very well. When we pull into a parking lot in San Francisco, I realize I've been out 7.5 hours, way more than usual. I pack up and take off.
Good morning. How are you doing?
How did you sleep?
I slept really well.
Oh,
thanks.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now, you may be wondering how I slept so long, since LA to San Francisco only takes 6 hours. Well, to guarantee a full night's rest, the creators of Cabin turned it into 8 hours by driving slower and using back roads. Aarti Shahani, NPR News, San Francisco.